Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
This is...
Who are you? I'm Al Craig. Pleased to meet you.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring...
I'm Instagram famous.
Come on, man. We go way back.
You're damn right we do, Tom. You're a fraud, Greg.
Greg Hill.
Did you just say, Greg, you know this because you play hockey?
Yeah, over 40.
One of the better over 40 hockey players in Westboro.
Talk about a subset.
I was over 50. They were over 40.
They always played with the younger ones.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
Super Bowl champion Jermaine...
Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry about it.
Wiggy.
Once something is said, then she's going to be like, what?
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Oh, this is going to make me sound stupid, but...
Can't you just buy your own sex doll?
Courtney Cox.
Fireball whiskey, famously Courtney thought was a mixed drink.
So I was filling like a tumbler of just Fireball whiskey on ice. So finally, somebody said, "That you're crazy that you just drink whiskey on the rocks." I'm like, this is whiskey?
And accompanied by...
Look at my booty in these tight pants.
You know, can't stuff it in your mouth if you're on the phone.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Brian Hoyer, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
Another stroke of Sweeney's.
Curtis.
What do the Maple Leafs and Wiggy have in common?
We both love maple syrup.
They both make pasta disappear.
And Shime.
Definitely get an anime character.
Yeah. Oh, he's going to get so mad when people don't pronounce it correctly.
Who's that? That's my Pagoji. Power warrior.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning. Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbor.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What's good, everybody?
Good morning.
What up, what up? Hi, Wiggy.
Let's go with you.
Curtis, good morning.
Hi, Greg.
How is everyone? Shime, how you doing?
I'm wonderful, Greg. How Excellent. Are you today?
I am surprised Greg made it in today.
It was touch and go over the weekend. Where are we at?
What happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Touch and go, also known as Greg's experience at Courtney's wedding.
Where are we when it comes to sharing my individual medical situations that I encounter? I feel like I may have overshared on the ear thing.
Don't ever think that way, Greg. We all want to know more of you.
Yeah, I thought we were on board with knowing what's going on with your airwax.
Okay.
Book.
I got food poisoning. there is arguably no better way in which for me to get it, Curtis, than the way in which I got food poisoning on Saturday into yesterday. Would you agree with that?
I think this is as perfectly encapsulates Greg Hill.
Is it on brand? What do you say?
I mean, everything from the inability to buy something fresh to the need in the moment to be eating something because you just are so hungry and craving this delicacy.
If I'm Julia or Brees, it may be time for assisted living.
This was true food poisoning. You can think that you have had food poisoning in the past. I have never been as violently ill for a period of 4 to 5 minutes in which I felt like parts of my inner body, like literally my kidneys were going to be projected up through and out of my face. Anyway. Oh.
Must be feeling pretty skinny.
I'm down. I'm down a lot.
Do you know the cause?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, do you want me to get to it now, or do you want me to get to it later?
It's too good to wait.
I mean, there's a lot to talk about sports wise on the show. Our Bruins did what we didn't think they could do, and our Bruins have advanced, and they are right back at it tonight. So we can talk about that. We could talk about the Tom Brady roast last night.
That we could.
Which was extraordinary television. Yeah, I got to tell you. Did you watch the whole thing?
I watched probably 90% of it. I think I just skipped through a few of the comics. I had no idea who they were.
That was some of the best part.
Yeah. I mean, you probably have never watched a roast before.
Like, I have.
Oh, yeah. You have?
Yeah, okay. I've watched
the roast. Well, then you don't know who Jeff Ross is. Jeff Ross does every single roast that has ever been done in the history of roast.
I think I knew who he was, but I didn't know who the blonde-headed girl was.
Oh, the best. Nikki Glaser is.
Yeah. She killed it, Nikki Glaser. I mean,
That was the most unbelievable thing I have ever seen. So amazing. I sat there when they just started in on Giselle. I was like, okay, here we go.
How about right off the bat,
Kevin Hart,
Jeff Ross goes at Robert Kraft, and Tom Brady gets up and is, I think, legitimately annoyed that he's mentioning the massage thing.
I think that was probably the only thing that was off limits. Because it was never brought up again. Not by a single other stand-up comic, not by anything.
Well, no, somebody said massage.
Yeah, that was said.
No, other than that, somebody brought it up later.
Nobody said anything. I paid close attention.
Kraft.
Like, nobody said anything else after that.
That is so pathetic, in my view. Like, I'm sorry. That's, if you're going to talk about Antonio Brown being the Giselle's with him as his plus one.
The Hernandez stuff.
I mean.
It was. They did not hold back any punches. And I will say, Curtis, credit to you, because as soon as it started, Curtis like, this sucks on Twitter, and then you retracted it. And I was very proud that you did.
It was unbelievable. It began with Kevin Hart, and I just thought, he's not my favorite comic. He wasn't great, but he was his monologue after the intro of like the videos and the pre-prod with Bledsoe was pretty cheesy. Mm-hmm. But the actual Kevin Hart was phenomenal.
I don't find Kevin Hart funny.
I don't really.
I don't.
He's the one who kind of made it. He kind of kept it going. That's what I'm saying. If you had a different host, you might have not have gotten the same type of stuff.
Yeah, I think he's so funny.
He just brought no value to me. But I thought
who'd you think was funny if he brought no value? Two guys that.
I could go over the entire list of who I thought was funny.
Who did you think was funny?
I thought Jeff Ross. You want me to go in order? I thought Jeff Ross was funny.
All right.
I thought that Julian Edelman did a really good job. Based on there are people who've never done a roast before.
He could be a professional, Julian Edelman.
Yeah, I thought Nikki Glaser was hilarious. I think I thought at the end. Who's the comedian who went toward the end? I had no idea who he was.
Peyton Manning?
His first name is Tony.
Oh, who was sitting in the crowd? Yeah. I won't be able to pull his last name.
I thought he was absolutely hilarious.
I also thought Gronk was really funny. You could tell he wrote his own material and he loved that he wrote his own material.
Yeah, okay.
I thought that Drew Bledsoe was really funny.
Yeah, Drew was good.
And then I thought Tom at the end crushed. His joke to Kim Kardashian and Kim Kardashian getting booed, that whole thing was pretty funny. But when Brady got up there, she said, yeah, Kim was really scared about being here tonight. Not about the roast, but because her kids were home with their dad. Yeah. Like, it was, people did not care.
No, I actually thought Kim Kardashian did a reasonably good job once everybody stopped booing her. So, I mean, I thought it was extraordinary television.
When Tom did it, I thought, okay, this is going to be cheesy.
Right.
It'll be, you know, making fun of the deflated balls or whatever. No, but when they went in on, and then Edelman went in on a Guerrero, I mean.
I would say, Curtis, $10 million is why Tom Brady did that.
But it would have to be more than that.
There's no, what, you think it was more than
that? More than that.
I cannot believe that he submitted himself to that.
But you know what this means now? What Brady did, just like he was the trendsetter in the NFL, every great player, LeBron, Mahomes, you name it, when they retire, they're going to do the Netflix roast. This began something that will be remembered that everybody does, because it was I don't know how they do ratings with Netflix, but that was as compelling, hilarious, and uncomfortable as I have ever been watching something live on TV.
Well, that's where I don't know if everybody will do it, because I think Tom had enough guts, and you knew it was on once Kevin Hart brought up the Giselle and AB plus one.
Yeah.
You knew, like, there was nothing that was off limits.
No, I thought it was.
Giselle got torched.
I thought it was incredibly well done. I thought the shot that was taken between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick was as awkward as it could possibly be when they drank a shot together up on stage. I mean, there's so many things. So,
I love when Bill told Gronk not to do his job anymore.
That was great line. Bill did a really good job.
I thought Bill was good.
Giggling. Bill Belichick did a great job.
I was giggly McGigglerson. I was a giddy little schoolgirl watching him, because he was kind of like coy about it. Like, you could tell he was reading the teleprompter and he was out of his comfort zone, but he crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed.
I thought they did a good job, the non-comics.
I was just happy that they didn't keep it PC. I thought it was going to be, you know, okay, it's Tom Brady, so it's going to be PG-13, and there's going to be a ton of stuff off limits.
No, it was.
They went
all in. All right.
I don't know why you do that, though, if you have kids. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, could you imagine his eldest son with Bridget and joke? And
the moms, and like Giselle's kids, Giselle was getting crushed.
Oh, the jiu-jitsu part, where they said he could beat your ass while.
Yes.
Can't say it.
Yeah.
That's why, Curtis, I don't think that everybody necessarily does that, right? I just think
when Brady did it, there's nobody that's – I mean, there's people that are on his level, but there's nobody that's exceeded him. I don't think Tiger's going to do a roast.
Right.
I don't think
LeBron would ever do that.
But yet, these guys are so competitive. I really do. I think that this is the beginning of it. I've been wrong a million times, but I think that this is going to be the catalyst for other – all-time greats to go to Netflix and get this done.
Jiu-jitsu.
This is Mike from Framingham. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? Keep Robert Kraft's name out your blanking mouth. I thought he was going to punch Jeffrey Ross.
That was weird to me.
So
like,
weird.
I imagine that the way that went is that Tom Brady had to really beg Robert Kraft to come, that Netflix wanted Robert Kraft to be there or something, and he promised them that there would be no awkward references made about the massage.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that's why Tom lost it a little bit there, but
that wasn't a joke, part.
I don't know how you expect that he's going to be there. That's what, if you ever watched The Roast, on Comedy Central, the idea is to be as savage as you possibly can. And that certainly was, it was veering in the savage direction.
I think we now know that Robert Kraft understands the difference between Apple TV and Netflix.
I was going to do that as my lead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. There's a lot to get to. We definitely know how Bill felt about the dynasty.
Oh, yes. We do know that.
And we know how he feels about Danny Amendola.
Yes.
Damn, good for him.
That was funny.
Yes, that was great.
Your girl did kill Gronk, though. Gronk, the blonde-headed girl.
We know that's not fake money. That's not real money.
She killed Gronk. She
did. Bitcoin joke.
But I guess everybody killed Gronk with that one, so it's kind of like...
Really went after my intelligence.
You got to have thick skin to do that, and I give Brady a lot of credit for doing that.
It's wild that he did it. It really is wild that he did it. Do you think he regrets it this morning?
No.
Yes.
No, because this is only a plus for the Brady brand.
Yeah.
This is only a massive gain for the Brady brand.
I'm saying more for his kids, though. I think he's probably like, damn. Because you got to think that he has two kids with Giselle. Mm-hmm. She got absolutely torched.
He doesn't care.
Oh, come on. The mother of his kids?
I don't think
she was crying at a traffic stop.
Wiggy, you'd be the first to say that she did him dirty.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And that's
so he doesn't care?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I understand you're saying
even if she does him dirty, I'm just saying how she's probably feeling with the two kids, because the kids are old enough to understand
this. I think the Moynihan joke was worse than any of the Giselle stuff. Because Giselle's dating the jujitsu guy. Like, that is what it is. The Bridget Moynihan, the fact that he left his pregnant girlfriend, like, Nikki went hard.
That was a great line, though. Oh, my
God. Yeah, she got it, though. Everybody was, there was nobody off limits.
All right. Well, a lot to get to on the show this morning. And you can certainly call or text and share your comments on the Brady roast or on the two playoff runs that continue here in the city of Boston for the Bruins and for the Celtics. A texter on the Subaru of New England text line is asking whether it was gas station sushi that led to my food poisoning, and it was not gas station sushi. There's really nothing that is more on brand than the way in which I food poisoned myself. All right. I will get to that at some point on this morning's show. Also, the leads coming up in 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports. We will discuss the slap shot that Matthew Tkachuk fired at the Toronto Maple Leafs, among other things, during They Said It at 7 on this morning's show. And the news with Courtney coming up at 7:30. And speaking of Courtney, here she is right now with what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins take game 7 in overtime, and we are moving on. A Pasta goal punched the ticket to the next round against the Florida Panthers. That kicks off tonight in Florida at 8 p.m. And we know who the Celtics have in the East semis. Those were Cavs fans. Celtics v. Cavs will kick off tomorrow night at the TD Garden at 7 p.m. This week is going to be a good one. Bruins Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, while the C's will be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Monday. A good time to live in New England. And the Red Sox...
And thank God, whether it was the NBA or the NHL or just random, that they did us a break here in Boston. And we don't have to make a choice about which team to watch this entire week. Thank goodness.
The Red Sox took down the Twins 9-2 yesterday, their only win in the three-game series in Minnesota. Cooper Criswell went 4 1/3. He gave up one run on 5 hits while striking out 5. They're off tonight before coming back home tomorrow. And Shaw's and Star Market has a deal on what's going to make you think it's taco time. Today through Thursday, pick up value pack 80% lean fresh ground beef for only $2.77 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox radio network. That is what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather. And apologies, they're not home. They're in Atlanta. I want to double check that. Red Sox in Atlanta tomorrow, not home. Here's Curtis with what the weather is.
It's okay. Courtney's flummoxed because she remembered our awkward lobby encounter in Atlanta. 51 degrees, partly cloudy skies, afternoon high of 73.
All right. Today's leads coming right up next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
By the way, didn't get a chance to say it yet, but thank you to every single one of you who came out Thursday night or Friday morning in Rhode Island for everything that was involved in Roadshow number two. Unbelievable day Friday.
Yeah.
Unbelievable show. I spent the weekend when I wasn't ill wondering exactly what the follow-up is for our good friend, the vice president, the former vice president of Twitch Services, Amen Corner. I don't know where he goes from there or where we go from there.
Greg, that may be a Mount Rushmore moment on this show.
You think so, Sean?
I almost exploded when the answer came out. That doesn't ring a bell. I lost it.
Yeah, it's just so interesting to unpack, as we say sometimes in this business. For those who may have missed, for a long time, our good friend Damon, who is, I would argue, one of the best ever to run this program on Twitch, did it for a long time, and he's the OG. But he had told us countless times that he went to the prom with the lovely Olivia Culpo.
Kind of like part of his bio, really, when you get to
know
him.
Yeah, he did mention it, I would say, more than 10 times,
yeah.
Right. Which means that it's a
pretty good flex.
Yeah, it is. It's a big flex.
Yeah.
It would be like me never going to England.
Mm-hmm. And then we did get Olivia Culpo on the show as Courtney's mystery local legend on Friday morning. And she unfortunately did not remember the prom, nor did she remember him or ever attending high school with him ever.
You guys, never heard of this name in my life.
Never heard of this name in my life. That is as bad as it gets. Right. Not even like, oh, I remember Eamon, I think, but I don't think we went to a dance together. It was, Eamon's name is not normal.
Yeah, it was, but upon reflection, so Eamon was there with us, did a great job running Twitch from down there. The man is extraordinary. I love him to death.
Okay, we can get to the real point.
But when, upon realizing who the mystery guest was, he went silent.
Yeah.
Now, if you went to the prom with Olivia Culpo,
I'd get on a mic.
I'd say, Greg, I'd be waving my hands. Ask her about going to the prom with me. This is going to be fantastic radio.
I literally started moving my chair to the left because I thought he was going to get up and sit next to Wiggy.
Come join us.
Because that, if someone doesn't remember the name, what you do is you say, hey, we got dinner at X, or we were there with your friend X that you know.
Like,
because
it was a tough one.
I mean, a lot of us.
I hate to call you out on the radio.
A lot of us forget our prom dates, don't we?
No.
I remember every single person I went to every dance with growing up.
Eamon did just text me. I don't know if you want to use this, but he said he flew to the Vatican and begged for forgiveness from Pope Francis.
I will say, Greg made a very good funny in our group thread after the show on Saturday morning or maybe Friday night, sending a picture of Princess Di, a Grady photo of Princess Di, saying, found a photo of my prom date. And I laughed out loud.
I did go to the prom with Princess Di. I don't know if anybody knows that or not.
Did not know that.
Notice I chose somebody who cannot refute my claim.
Correct.
That was his. That's the first mistake that he made.
Right. He should have said Natalie Holloway.
Natalie Holloway's a... Oh, no.
What?
R.I.P. Sorry. I was thinking about Elizabeth Smart.
This is...
She would have been a baby.
This is Joe, I think, in the car. Joe, hello?
Good morning, guys. I got to tell you, there were rumors that Brady had said there was that... that your divorce thing was going to be off limits, that they couldn't talk. I felt so awkward yesterday. That was like the best roast.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady, you got to give it to the guy.
Yeah.
I was cringing in my seat. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Kevin Hart? He is a, and I'm going to, I always told my wife, been married to her for 28 years. There's only one person I'd leave her for, and that's Tom Brady. That guy is a beautiful man, let me tell you, man. Yeah. That guy was beautiful last night.
Yep, no, it was extraordinary. The Tom Brady roast on Netflix, which was live. If you didn't get to see it, go immediately today when you have time and watch it. It was incredible. And there was
no holds barred.
There was not much that was off limits.
Yeah.
And I think there were several themes that will be interesting to try to get to. I'm going to get to one in my lead, and I'm sure that maybe some of the rest of you will as well. This is David in the car. David?
Hi, good morning, everyone. Great show as always. You guys are the best.
Thank
There's
you,
no
David.
Question.
Thank you.
It's honestly, I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you, David.
Saturday's game, I was there. Yeah. In a great game, I never heard that play so loud in my life.
Yeah.
I could not believe how loud. But my concern is that, you know, because they had a 3-1 lead, and I think we should be a little bit concerned going to the next series. I know we're super excited that they made it through, but, you know, Toronto leaves. They made a huge mistake. When they scored that goal, the first goal on the third, they took the pedal off the gas. What they should have done, and this is a chapter and a page from the soccer world when I played. When you're late in the game and you score a goal, and hockey in many ways is very similar, you have to go into defense mode automatically. You put all defense on. That you stop the other team from scoring. And that was a mistake that they made at Toronto, and that's something that they'll probably be trying to live it down for the next whatever.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
that was their opportunity and they missed it.
Listen, we spent Friday whining about them and attacking them, and they came out on Saturday night and they got the job done. And Jim Montgomery called David Pastrnak out, and that seems to have worked. And so I feel like that not much has changed when it comes to the fact that I think you're playing a better team in this round. But anything can happen in the NHL playoffs. So I feel. I have some confidence in the Boston Bruins.
Pasta's so weak. He's not going to be able to recover from Montgomery and his claims that he needs to step up. You guys, you need to apologize to David Pastrnak is what you need to do.
For what?
Who said he was weak?
Yeah, all of you guys.
I never said Pastrnak was weak.
I said that he doesn't care as much because that's sort of the history of European superstars. But I don't think anybody said.
I think you guys all said that was going to backfire. Montgomery calling him out publicly was going to backfire, and Pasta was not going to be able to step up.
No, I didn't say he was weak. I said he was like Manny. He's kind of like an off.
Shime, do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I have audio if you would like to hear what you said. But
am I forgetting what happened?
No, I mean, you guys. I don't think they were giving him enough credit for mentally rising to the occasion.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Oh.
But if we said it, then you're right.
I mean
yeah.
This is crazy.
What's crazy?
What?
Because I distinctly remember sitting there and me saying, the only one that says, I don't think we give enough credit to Pasta for being mentally tough, and you guys all being like, oh, no, I don't think so. I think that's going to backfire.
Right. Well, we can give you your
No, I just wanted
we can give you your just desserts.
It wasn't mental toughness. It was that he wasn't.
It was mental toughness. That was exactly what the conversation was about.
It was about being engaged.
No, it was not. The conversation on Friday was about mental toughness.
No, I think it was more European player and how much they...
I understand what Curtis said about the European player versus the American player, but in that instance, we were talking about Pasta and Montgomery calling him out publicly and you guys not thinking he will be able to respond to that.
No, we always said that's not a great idea to call out your superstar.
Yep,
right. Wiggy's point was that you shouldn't call out Pasta because there's other guys that you should be calling out as well. I think you made that point.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to just call out your superstar. What's the reasoning behind that, right?
Well, I think it worked.
Well, I mean, it worked on that goal. I wouldn't necessarily.
Okay, well, they won because of him, right?
Yeah,
well,
I mean.
They won because their goalie didn't play, and they let in the weakest goal I've ever seen.
Right.
Thank goodness for it, but I mean, I could have saved that puck.
Yeah.
Debatable, but.
There was also a general lack of back check whatsoever by four Toronto Maple Leafs on that particular play.
But to be fair, David Pastrnak was on his horse entering that.
Oh, that was, oh, it was awesome.
That was like perfectly timed.
Him signaling Lindholm with a stick and saying, you know, throw it off the boards for me, fantastic. Like, I all-time great goal.
But if they win that game and somebody else scores, aren't we still criticizing Pastrnak about his performance? Because he wasn't like – he didn't. Wasn't like he had an unbelievable game where he had tons of shots on net and you were like, oh, my God, Pastrnak's – they finally have woken the beast. It was a great play. It was a great goal. It was a great play by two guys that we've been criticizing all playoff long. Even Lindholm's first goal was a good goal, and I was watching the ESPN broadcast, and PK Subban talked about calling him out. So it was a great opportunity that Pastrnak took advantage of. But I think we still sit here and go, your superstar – David Pastrnak is having issues, and he can't play like that if you think you're going to be able to advance round after round.
I mean, didn't you feel like the rest of that game he was pretty mediocre?
Yeah, I just think that he stepped up when he had to. And in my mind, I think that if you don't think he's mentally tough enough to get something done because he's upset that Montgomery called him out in to the public, I think that was a bad take.
I don't think anybody ever said he wasn't mentally tough.
I remember things differently.
I think
a lot of people on the Twitch remember things differently
I think
Courtney views the Twitch as gospel.
Yeah,
I don't. I just always am told that all my takes are wrong, so when I have a good one, I'd like to stick to it.
No, but I never say all your takes.
Oh, no, not you.
I love your
takes. The Twitch. So when I get something right, I would like there to be some type of notice instead of it just covered over.
And we should start the show with that. Like when Courtney wants to come in and take a victory lap, we should start that right at
I texted Shime on Saturday night, and I said, make sure to get that cut of me saying.
Yes,
she did.
Yeah, on Saturday night.
What was the cut?
All right, now we're going to have to get to the cuts. When are we going to do that?
And don't just do my part. Make sure to have them before.
Well, you didn't tell me to get those parts.
Well,
I have
grab
you.
That. Jackson.
We could do that. We could do that at 7:20.
Oh, I love it.
Okay. All right.
I think he made a rejoin with it. So cancel that one, Shime. We'll just do the full.
Well, I can rejoin with it at 7:20. There you go.
I'll tell you what really upsets me when it comes to the loss is that we can't play Angry My Maria this morning because I love Angry My Maria.
She's probably still angry based on the way that they played.
Yeah, just wait until game two of the round against the Panthers.
You put full Angry My Maria together on Friday, and we never got to play it.
Yeah, I had a legitimate 2-minute song version of Angry My Maria.
That's so frustrating. All right, well, we'll get to Courtney's victory lap at about 7:20 on this morning show. Make her happy.
Yes.
In the meantime, right now, we should get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Moment, or maybe it's food poisoning related, because I know the name of the song. I know the name of the lead singer. Lead singer is Dave Draymond. Song is called Down With The Sickness. Let it breathe for a minute. I can't think of the band. I can't think of the band name. Disturbed.
Hold it from the annals of that memory of yours.
Please.
The annals?
It's.
That's the right word.
Too
is
early
it?
For that.
The annals, yes.
Annals. No, it's annals because it's different.
That's what Brady's head is.
Annals is where everything was coming out the last 24 hours.
Okay.
I don't think I could give the line before it, but the just in case for Brady line last night was top notch.
Yes, it was. It was. all right, Chime, good morning. Hello.
Yeah, good morning, Greg. The Boston Bruins are my lead this morning. What a
What a crazy finish. That entire game, they kept just tossing that stat at you. Whoever scores first wins 75% of the time. Yeah. And as soon as Toronto scored the first goal, I said, well, there it goes. It was fun while it lasted, folks. And Lindholm responded within minutes of that goal. And then in overtime, Pasternak with just an absolute gem of a play. Like, he has struggled mightily in this series, but in the moment when you needed him to make a play, when he found himself one-on-one with a goalie, he finished. And I think that I think that has to matter. I think that gives him a lot of confidence moving forward. Mm-hmm. I also don't think Florida is going to play you the same way Toronto did. Toronto just packed it in front of that net and made it so difficult to get shots through to the goalie, which made the goalies look way better than they actually were. And I don't think that's going to be the case with Florida. It's going to be a different opponent. You've kicked their ass all year. I think you still have a shot. But my ultimate prediction for this series, Greg, you go up 3-1 and then blow it. That's kind of where I'm at with this team. I'm like, they are going to look awesome the first four games of the series and then blow it again.
Well, I hate to bring it up, but which goaltender during the regular season was undefeated against the Florida Panthers?
Both of them, actually. So,
well, but Swayman only played them once.
And Ullmark played them three times.
Correct.
So I still believe Jeremy Swayman will start game one.
You do? Okay.
He's absolutely – I mean, you can't move away from – he's so hot. You have to see if it continues.
Even though it would be nice to give him some rest –
yeah, no, we gotta stop this. This is we shouldn't even have this conversation.
No.
It's Swayman unless he gets hurt.
Or stumbles, right? Like, if he struggles in game one, you go to Ullmark in game two and give Swayman a couple days off.
Like, you know, if the Bruins lose in game one 4-1 or 5-0 and he just looked bad, that's one thing.
But if he pitches another shutout, one goal game, you have to keep playing him.
I don't care. Even if you lose in game one, let's call it 3-2, but he plays, you know, really good, and you look at those three goals and you go, I think we're past the goalie rotation.
Okay, all right. I hope so.
I don't think there's even a conversation.
Okay. Not even a conversation,
no.
Curtis.
I mean, if it is, we're having the wrong one.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Shine.
Curtis,
good morning.
Greg, a very quick stick tap to the next generation of Boston fans. Because Friday morning, we were all in Rhode Island, and I was lamenting Saturday night as this night that could get ugly. People have all day to drink. I thought it was a scene where everybody was expecting them to lose. And then all around South Boston, all around Boston, all day Saturday, I see young kids, 20s, teens, walking around the city of Boston with their Bruins stuff on. The Garden was electric Saturday night. And you know what? The best thing that happened after the last two decades is that we have broken the chains of misery. The Boston sports fan no longer expects the worst. I did, because I was reared in the 90s. But entering that night, Boston fans were wondering, when are we going to win this? The year before, the Celtics were down 3-0. They got within a Tatum injury in Game 7 from coming all the way back, and people actually thought they were going to win it. And it is a really cool and exciting change to what had been the nation, the fellowship of the miserable, which is now relatively optimistic, and it is a great outcome, and I think it's pretty cool to see.
In light of the Tom Brady roast, which we've been talking about a lot this morning, it's almost like, do you feel like you're back at that period of time where you always knew, regardless of the situation, they were going to end up winning the game?
I thought that they were going to lose Saturday night. And when I'm with Shine, when the Leafs scored, what's it, 11 minutes left in the third? Yep. I mean, I thought ball game. And the Leafs had a breakaway. Right. They almost went up 2-0.
Yeah.
And Swayman, I mean,
covered up that five hole.
Without Swayman,
that paddle.
That is a totally different series. Yeah. And but it was an awesome, awesome win. The reaction by Montgomery when Pasta netted that was so cool to see. You saw what type of pressure he was under. Just a really cool event. Good job.
All right, Curtis, great job. We'll get to the rest of the leads. Courtney's, is yours about how you were right and everybody else was wrong?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
We'll get to Courtney's lead coming up.
Yep.
Wiggy's lead, and then my lead, and then they set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
They said it coming up at 7. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30. Now back to this morning's leads. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my lead too, I just am asking everybody that's been to a roadshow or is going to come to a roadshow, if you could send me the photos you take from the night before or from the day of. We're trying to update the Twitch commercial breaks. So I would love to get those photos sent to me.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
If you could send them to ghslocallegends@gmail.com. That's where I'm going to get all them and then give them to Twitch Mitch or Brian.
Okay, so we'll change the photo array.
Correct.
That airs during the commercial breaks on Twitch.
Yes.
Okay, I have a bunch of show pictures also, which I will give to you.
Okay, perfect.
So, because there have been some customer complaints about the same photos airing on Twitch for a long time, so we want to respond to that.
Perfect.
So you can watch the show on Twitch every day. Thank you to those who do. Go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Okay, your lead?
My lead this morning is Bill Belichick, class act. Watching him last night, the fact that he actually put himself out there, I think, first and foremost, is impressive. I don't think that's for everybody. I don't think that that is something that would fit great with Bill Belichick's personality or probably what is in his wheelhouse of things he's comfortable in doing. To see him go out there, have fun with it, and then I thought after that he was just going to go back off stage.
Yeah.
The fact that he sat there the entire time and took the roasts that came his way,
yes.
He took a lot of hits, and the fact that he was laughing with it, to see that side of Bill Belichick was really cool. And also at the end, having Robert Kraft come up, they do the shot together. Right. It was nice to see. I do not think that Bill Belichick is in love with Robert Kraft at this current moment.
Yeah.
But the fact that he did that to show, you know what, let's just for Tom Brady today.
Yeah.
Let's let bygones be bygones. Is that the phrase?
Yes.
You know, get along during this. I just thought the whole entire thing was top notch. Perfect television. It was Patriots fan porn, I think. And Bill Belichick was the highlight for me, to see him walk out there and then stay up there and watch all of his former players talk.
Anybody doubt that he's coming to Brady Night now?
No.
Thank you. Right again.
That was kind of my lead. I was wrong on that one.
Yeah. Did you call Shyman to have him record, get that audio of you saying that?
I did. Yes. I actually have a picture of Eamon with Jesus Christ, if you want to see it.
Him and JC, huh?
Yeah, they weren't the two of them working as carpenters together at one point?
They were.
Yes.
Yeah. He actually got home quickly. He parted the 95.
All right, Courtney, great lead. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. I want to kind of piggyback off of what Courtney said a little bit. I had said there's no way that Bill shows up, but we're seeing a new Bill Belichick, and Bill will definitely be at Tom Brady Day, taking in all the festivities and, you know, obviously talking about the greatness of Brady because of last night, all three of those guys in the room together. And yeah, granted, there might be a little bit of, I don't know what the proper word is between Robert and Bill's relationship. I think obviously
animosity.
It's probably animosity. Yeah. I think, you know, Robert respects what he's done, and Bill obviously respected the opportunity that he was given by Robert Kraft. And but I was wrong about it. I didn't think Bill was going to show up. And, you know, the new direction of what we're seeing with Bill Belichick will be pretty interesting this year now that he's going to be working with Peyton Manning and doing a lot of stuff and kind of seeing that he can have some fun with different things and you can actually have fun with Bill. It's going to be fun to watch him this football season, you know, doing all those things that he will be doing. But it will definitely be exciting to see him back on the field next year coaching. Mm-hmm. And I feel like the whole Brady thing, when he said football is my first love, was something like, is there something more than that? Is there something
okay.
more than
that? All right.
Yeah. I'm gonna die on this hill.
Okay. Well, if they're just following up on Courtney and Wiggy, if there was a lingering question about what Bill Belichick thought about the dynasty on Apple TV, then I believe you got an answer last night during the Netflix roast of Tom Brady. Here's what Bill said.
You know, the fellas invited me up here to lighten up the mood a little bit tonight. But seriously, I'm so honored to be here for the roast of Tom Brady on Netflix. It's not to be confused. Well, it's not to be confused with the roast of Bill Belichick on the 10-part Apple TV series.
So
that was pretty funny.
I guess Bill feels like that was the hit piece that it was intended to be.
But isn't it amazing that Bill Belichick, right, the way he did things here, it rubbed people the wrong way, rubbed me the wrong way. I thought he could have been a little more forthcoming, all that. How brilliantly that has served him in his retirement.
Mm.
Because he hasn't spoken. He's allowed Robert Kraft the time and the place to go and do this docuseries. And you know what? Instead of speaking up in his own defense, fans have done it for him.
Yeah.
And he took the high road. It's pretty amazing how well that worked for him personally after it worked for him as a coach.
It's kind of like the perception of what he was turned on a dime based on that entire series.
Yeah.
Like, you're right. I think there was a lot of sympathy for Bill Belichick, Curtis.
Yeah, I mean, anybody with any form of impartiality watched that Dynasty docuseries and said, this is absurd.
Yeah. I tell you the thing that really stood out to me, because we've been asking this question for so long, for so many years, and we finally got the answer to it last night, the Brady versus Bill. And like Bill said, it was both of us, but it was him.
Bill, he was really, really good.
Yeah, he was really good.
He was really good. All right. Those are this morning's leads. Coming up, we will get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend in sports.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.